from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
It is time for the full show dump of the Marty Sheargold Show, which hopefully you are consuming and enjoying on Listener.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And if you're on YouTube, hi YouTube.
Hi YouTube.
Hi YouTube. Forgot about YouTube.
William just left his post. Are you going out to get some hand sanitizer?
No, he's got a hand sanitizer. He's throwing his tissues away.
It's not my tissues out.
You told me that since you've been having those tablets, you haven't had a cold.
I reckon it's my first cold since I've
had it. Right.
Which is about 6 months.
It's made this cold a lot better.
And you got me onto them too.
Yeah. I usually, these kind of things, I reckon I'm going to be fine by tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. What is it again? Iron or zinc?
Zinc.
Zinc. You don't sound like you got a cold to me.
Don't I?
Jeez, I don't think so.
I sounded worse when I arrived this morning.
Yeah, early morning's always the way.
You're starting to sound more nasally.
A little bit nasal.
A little bit nasal. Yeah.
Nothing like your nasally sounds are hilarious. Lots
yeah,
of
but
love
as that. We, I think I do, I think you're right, I must speak more through my nose than anyone else here.
Mm. Yeah, you do. You speak more shit through your nose.
I'm going to come over turned here and say because I know you're being a silly goose.
Silly goose.
Being a silly goose.
I walk through this one.
No, wow, no,
I would never.
No, don't do that.
What do you got, William? No, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. We just got here. Yeah. We had this from Miller, who says one from Matthew, and it's just a photo of a van that says rim jobs.
Oh, nice.
Perfect.
Matthew would have loved that.
It's nice to have Matthew.
Hey, should bring back soon punny businesses. We have not done that in a thousand years.
Maybe we've got a launcher.
Off the back of rim jobs.
Absolutely, we could.
I mean,
it's
rim
good Friday phoner.
It is.
It is mobile wheel repairs, we should say, for the podcast listeners. It's
as opposed to a man in a van who actually does rim jobs.
Well, that's what they do, though.
Comes to your house. Oh, you're here, Gav.
The phone number is 1-800-RIM-JOB.
He's got 1-800-RIM-JOB as his number. That's genius. Wow.
What number would you like? Oh, I don't know. Do you have 1-800-RIM-JOB available?
We certainly
do.
Oh, well, I'll have that.
I hope he's got rim job as his personalised number plate.
Surely.
Next
Could
level.
He be that?
Let's
that'd be
let's
good.
Look him up.
Could he be that lucky to have rim job as
rim
his number plate
job
as well?
Yeah. Repairs?
Yeah.
It's a good plug for the rim job guy.
It
sure is.
Yeah.
What part of the world are they in?
Adelaide.
Classic Adelaide.
No,
I love a rim job.
No, they're not. Oh, no.
Yeah, careful. Careful going
rim
to the
job
gallery.
Mobile wheel repair.
Rim job gallery.
Ooh. It is Adelaide.
There's
it is
Phil
Adelaide.
And Michael. There's Susan and Sally.
They
it's
do.
Like romper room. I can see Gavin and Stacey.
Gavin and Stacey. That's it. That's my one of my favourite shows. Prestige rim repair.
Yeah. Oh,
European
rim repair.
That's good for yours, Marty. I'd love to do some European rim repair.
4x4 rim repair.
Wow. There's eight of us. Just called Daisy Chain.
4x4?
Well, Daisy's there.
Daisy's there. It's the human centipede of rim repair.
Is this your old address?
What?
Yes.
It is? Okay.
What do you
mean? I was going to do this on, so hopefully YouTube.
Make sure that wasn't on YouTube.
Yeah. This is a message from Nicholas.
Mm.
Hello, this seems like the easiest way to get in touch quickly. He sent this last night.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
My parents live at Marty's old house.
Do that.
And then sent that address. So we can confirm it's true. My mum opened a letter without checking who it was addressed to. It was a traffic fine from the police for Mr. Marty Donald Sheargold for running a red light.
When?
It was the second warning letter.
When? Just like, hang on, recently...
We were sent this last night.
Oh, forward it to Triple M reception, please.
So,
courtesy
will...
of whatever our address here is.
Level 2101 Moray Street.
Melbourne. I can follow up with the details with Nicholas. That's alarming.
But how many other things are going to Nicholas's parents' house?
Well, there shouldn't be any. Because current license has my correct address.
Yeah, you've got a sticker on it.
That's how you dispute it, and you've got proof too.
Yeah, easily.
You can.
Jesus Christ. Mm.
What a bird.
I don't want to get down. Remember when I got down to a point?
Yes.
And I was like, right, you know, you have to roll the dice on whether you
think
you'll get it.
Well, hang on. Are you still on your golden point?
No.
Yeah, it's all or nothing,
isn't it?
That expired,
yeah. I went back to the full
whack. No, you wouldn't have gone back to full.
Yeah, because that was where years ago when we were in the other mob.
Mine took about 5 years.
No, it's 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been in this show for
You can check them. Should we check them?
I just checked mine this week because someone asked. Anyway, I won't go into detail, but yeah, I've got four.
Yeah, I'm back to full.
Yeah, right. They refresh every 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went back to full, but I did have I think I had a red light speeding one.
Yeah, well, that's probably...
In one whack.
Yeah, that's well, that would be six.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous. Yeah.
Red lights. Geez, they hurt.
And it was like a 40 kilometre... Oh, that's right. I had you another had one 40K. In Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
When I thought we were all on school holidays,
yeah,
but I think school holidays is different for them.
Yeah.
And I broke a 40K zone.
And you thought it was 60?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 40... I didn't see either of the kids I ran over in that situation. I should have stopped.
What did you think?
I didn't know. I heard boom, boom, and I thought, unusual.
Speed bump.
I'm thinking
speed,
rim job.
Yeah. 1-800 rim job.
I'm thinking rim job, so but I'm you're in Canberra. You weren't in Adelaide.
I know.
If you're in Canberra looking for a franchise, you could do worse than rim jobs.
Honestly, he should franchise.
Absolutely. Jim's rim jobs.
Jim's jobs.
I know Jim.
Jim's ribs.
Jim's ribs. Marty
Jim,
speaking.
Jim rim, yeah.
But he comes over and just eats out your ass off.
Jim,
Jim, I
want my wheels fixed.
Damn it, Jim. Well, before
that's not a wheel.
No, well, too bad.
That's all right.
You said that.
Yeah, I'm happy with
before
you.
Before we move on, Tegan has very so kindly bought me in some free Tim Tams.
Some rim Tams.
You, oh, God, now I'm going to struggle to eat these.
No, you aren't.
No, have a good one.
Jeez, they're so small. Why are they so small?
Okay, can I tell you another thing? 7 to a packet, right?
Instead of the traditional
11.
11. Why are they always uneven numbers?
You know why? Because it's so if there's two of you, one of you has to have four and the other one has to have three.
And these cost
but why
would
you buy
so then you get two, you get two packets pack. And you have seven each.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But, now they smell like regular Tim Tams.
Well, it actually gives you an opportunity in that situation to be generous with somebody else.
I'm going to do some ASMR ready.
Do
oh my God, they smell so good.
Do the tasting. Are they mint or is it just green because they're gluten free?
They smell like regular Tim Tams.
Okay.
The green is
off-putting.
Off-putting. Yeah, I know. What are they like?
Because I would never buy anything mint.
Oh God, no.
In the chocolate world.
I don't like mint.
I would. Oh my God.
Does it resemble a Tim Tam?
Mm-hmm. That's just like a regular Tim Tam. And I'm not even kidding.
Except it's half the size.
Are they smaller?
No.
The biscuits are the same. What, hang on, why is there only 7? Why don't they make that an 11 pack?
Are you gluten free too?
I'm trying gluten free at the moment. It's been suggested that I need to kind of gluten, and I'm pushing back.
Yeah, push back.
But
mate.
I'm especially pushing back because that packet of Tim Tams was over $6
for what? 7 wow. Tim Tams.
Yeah.
That's nearly a dollar a biscuit.
Exactly.
Is it because it's gluten free and it's more expensive to produce?
Oh, like but when you go to a restaurant, you ask for gluten free pasta, it's like $4 extra.
Tastes exactly the same.
You wouldn't know.
That tastes exactly the same.
I would not have known. That's giving me hope.
That's identical.
Mm.
That's one of the very rare
that's
identical
really good.
Things. I'm having another.
Well, you should.
Slow down, Charlie.
No, I won't.
Augustus.
Mm. Now we're all just eating Tim Tams.
Yum.
Yeah, it's very good.
Matt would hate this.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, Arnich.
Maybe if it was an 11 pack because the gluten free is more expensive to produce, it might be a $10 pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. Mm.
And then you wouldn't be purchasing. I imagine it's a pricing. Yeah. That you're paying about the same amount for a regular size.
There's
an aftertaste.
There's a liquidy end to the Tim Tam.
Yeah. I can taste
that. I don't think you get with the original Tim Tam.
No.
And suddenly it sort of dissolves.
Yeah, that's the rim tam.
Yes.
That's the joy.
The thing with me with Tim Tams is once they introduce double choc, why would you ever go back to single choc Tim Tams?
You wouldn't.
I don't think I'd buy them.
Oh, there's so many Tim Tams now.
I like the caramel ones.
Oh, there's old mate. What's his name?
How about we turn that
off? Yeah.
Rather than you yelling out there's old mate.
Who, Nick?
That was Tegan, by the way, if you have never heard Tegan's voice before on the podcast. She's got a mouthful of Tim Tam. Hey, the podcast sent through some more wrestling shots of you, Tegan.
Oh,
so
Tegan.
Here you are.
Oh, my God. This is...
So there's Team Burn and Team Cheng, who looks like Ronnie Cheng.
Yeah.
So was this some sort of comedians wrestling night?
Yeah. So I can't even remember what year it was. It was quite a while ago.
Set you up on the ropes?
Yeah. They had professional wrestlers from the UK come in and teach us wrestling, and it was the most painful thing.
Really?
So bad. But what was interesting is I had to do this move with Sam Simmons.
Complicated Sam Simmons.
Jeez.
And
put a handbrake on.
I've forgotten the name of the move, but basically... he had to lift me up so that I was perfectly vertical above him, and then we'd both fall backwards.
Yeah, suplex.
Oh, that's what it was. It was a suplex. But in the heat of the moment, Sam got sort of, you know,
handsy
on stage. And he kept on trying to do it the wrong way, that when we fell back, I'd basically be face planting into the ground.
Oh.
So I'm running from Sam going, "No, Sam, no, Sam." And he's like, "Nah, come on, come on, come on, we're doing it." And I'm like, "No, Sam, it's wrong, Sam."
It is.
Finally, we got it correct. But there was a bit of that performance where I was legitimately afraid for my life.
Yeah, for
sure. Oh, yeah.
Because you were working with Sam.
How interesting, though. I'd love to do a bit of that.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
What else you got, William?
Fletcher. Hey, everyone. Just catching up on yesterday.
Fletcher.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, it is Fletcher.
Oh, it is. Back in Adelaide.
Heard Lauren talk about how many Cokes are sold a second. Yeah. What were we talking about, Cokes?
Yeah. Oh, it was on this day, wasn't it? A couple of days ago?
It was the first time it was bottled.
That's right.
That's right.
Did I say that?
How? Yeah.
Yesterday, I think it was.
I don't remember the conversation well.
I said casually, they're probably selling about 9 bottles a second now.
Yeah.
How many bottles a second do we reckon they're selling?
I reckon 1,000.
Did you say 1,000?
Yeah.
A second?
1,000.
More. Actually, I reckon more than 1,000.
I go 20,000.
It's pretty much. It's 25,463 bottles a second
what
or cans.
Oh, my flippy.
God.
That's isn't that amazing?
So upsetting.
Servings. 2.2 billion servings a day worldwide.
A day?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, but if you travel around the world, you see the influence of Coke, particularly in Asian countries.
And America.
You know what Asians love more than anything? And Coke with a straw in it. They love Coke with a straw in it.
I think a lot of people love Coke with a straw in it.
No, it's an Asian thing.
No, it's not an Asian thing.
I hate the little bottles of Coke with the straw in.
Yeah, that's silly.
Like the mini. Like that. Give
like
me a proper.
Piccolo.
Yeah, give me a proper. I had a hankering for a Coke yesterday. And I had one.
Hankering.
You had a full strength, full sugar Coke?
No, I had the Coke Zero.
Then you didn't have a Coke.
I prefer
say Coke Zero.
The taste of Coke Zero.
So do I, but you have to specify.
Right, okay.
That's it.
What was the Coke
You're not Zero? Allowed to say you had a Coke if you had a Coke Zero.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, so this is full strength Coke. These figures, 20,000.
It'd be all,
all of it.
Vanilla.
Do they make Diet Coke anymore, or have they totally stopped Diet Coke in favour of Coke Zero?
Because I had a Diet Coke the other day, because normally I have a Coke Zero, which isn't called Coke Zero anymore, it's called Coke No Sugar.
So Coke Zero doesn't exist?
No.
What's the difference, though, between Coke No Sugar and...
I think it's very, very minor.
They taste very different.
One was put in a black can as well to appeal to more... masculine people, apparently, because Diet Coke had a very feminine energy to it, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
this
why
is all good.
The Coke Zero.
Diet Coke tastes like a completely different drink.
Yeah, totally different.
Which I personally hate.
Yeah, I don't like Diet Coke.
But Zero is different.
No, when Coke Zero arrived, I was like, oh, this is good.
Mm. Yeah.
Huh. I'm still a sugar guy if I have a Coke.
I have not had a full strength Coca-Cola in
25 years.
Long time.
For me, at least. 25 years.
Mm. Coke Zero has no caffeine.
Huh. Is that right?
I did not know that.
Oh, well, the kids could have that.
Yeah.
And Mountain Dew. I got myself a problem with my teeth. I started drinking Mountain Dew when I was 3.
Ah, yes.
Mountain
Vanilla
Dew.
Coke is my
Mountain
favorite.
Dew.
Yeah, not Dew. Yeah,
it was in my baby bottle. I put Mountain Dew in. I sucked on my sipper cup and all my teeth fell out.
Teeth fell out. Why did
my teeth fell out? Because my mother was a dunce.
Oh. Vanilla Coke's my favourite, hands down.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Oh.
If I see it, I get it.
Yep.
Okay. Same with Pasito.
That should be their tagline.
Yep.
If I see it, I get it.
Yeah.
From Simza.
Oh, I love Simza.
Out for brekkie with our little mate, and he picked up a book for us to read.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It had a very helpful translation guide that may have well been written by Troy.
Oh,
you can see here.
Let me have a look at this.
In English, you got mommy to now. Mommy becomes mommy.
Yeah. What's daddy become?
Daddy becomes papi.
Pronunciation.
Spelled P-A-H-P-E-E.
Papi.
Oh, that's lovely.
Papi. And light.
I love Dora.
Oh, so Luz is...
adios.
Luz.
Is light.
That's the name of the character in this story.
Yeah, this is this is old mate, isn't
Dora
it?
Dora the Explorer.
Dora.
Yeah.
God, the kids love that.
Gosh, but she's great because she gives you time to answer the question.
Backpack.
What do you think's in the backpack?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. I watched a few of those over the years.
Did you?
The
they did a live action Dora.
Yeah, which is not a bad movie.
Is it not? Mm. Is
it? I saw it on Tuesday, Gold Class.
Left the kids at home.
It just went on me, eh? Got a couple of sliders.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
It's not a bad story, actually.
It looks like Scooby-Doo.
Who's the actress in that? Was someone, wasn't it?
Da-da-da-da-da.
Valerie Walsh Valdez?
Was that her? Oh, okay. I thought it was like one of those other people, like, you know, the girl who gave her kidney up.
Oh, no, Selena Gomez. Mm,
it's not.
Oh, no, Isabella.
Oh, Eva Longoria was in it. That's right.
Benicio del Toro played Swiper.
And Michael Pena was in it.
Pena.
Oh.
Pia Miller. Isn't she Australian?
Yeah, Pia Miller. Oh, she married the manager guy from LA who's worth an absolute fortune.
I see what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We've received a European cricket clip that you are going to love. This is a bit of a change because this is actually elite. This is really good.
This
cricket.
Is good fielding.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's good bowling.
I've not seen this. Here we go.
I might not be able to open it. Oh, no, I can.
Okay, here we go.
Paddy.
So it's been described as all of the millennium.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's turned 2.5 feet. It's one of the great off-spin deliveries of all time.
God, he's
lobbed it up, got over the batsman's eye line. It's landed just inside the wide mark.
Have you seen how his legs move?
And it has turned. He's landed out. I mean, it's turned 3 feet.
It's unplayable.
It's unplayable. I can't understand it.
It doesn't look like he got any revolutions
on it at all.
But suddenly it just
keeper
goes.
Is the traditional size of keepers in the European Cup.
Oh, crazy cricket.
It's European Cricket League, isn't it?
I don't believe this is European.
This is just district cricket. Those might have been qualifying.
On today's show, we've got commentator.
Mr. Maximo.
Yeah.
Vinny Sandu himself, who I am a huge fan of. European cricket reaching the point in. Tomorrow morning, we've got the finals of Group F.
I can't wait.
That's our goal. We have to go there one day.
Yeah.
SEN should cover this so I can listen to it driving in.
Got Andy Marr over in Spain.
I wonder if we should cut some sort of deal with them where we can call the final. They're only like 45 minutes, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's on our time.
It's on at our time.
Yeah.
Maybe we just go live, simulcast.
It'll be in our break, won't it?
Next 2 weeks it is.
Yeah, no, the final's in 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what he said.
Yeah, before Easter.
Finally from Sarah, who has sent through proof of her workplace. She is working from home, bit of WFH, proof of pod. Thanks for keeping me entertained while I woofer. Love the YouTube edition. Gives me a whole new appreciation for Troy. I never realized how sneaky sassy he is until now.
He's very sneaky sassy.
Very sneaky sassy. Good way to do it. Watch it while you work.
Yep.
That's nice.
That's a tight study.
Tight study.
Yeah, but
very
she's got that organised.
It's very well organised.
I wish Lockie would take a leaf out of this woman's book.
She really understood the width of the room.
Yeah, send that to Lachlan.
And the width of the desk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you could have missed that easy.
Lovely view out the window,
I like that window.
You could have eyed that desk at IKEA and gone, I reckon, why didn't I measure it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Geez, it looks right.
It looks close. It is close. It's a win.
That's why it's very definition of study nook.
That's a nook.
That's a nook.
Yeah. It's a full nook.
Is it seat comfortable enough to sit on all day, though?
Yeah, she's going to need something.
Might have a little pillow in there.
Yeah.
Is it a stand-up desk?
That is a stand-up desk.
It is.
Perfect.
It's got a cord connected.
Geez, she's got it all worked out.
Good on you, Sarah.
Good on you, Sarah.
Good on you, Sarah.
Well done, Sarah.
Let's get into the podcast from Triple M. Get in touch anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Here it is, The Dumper.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is The Marty Sheargold Show.
Be Thursday morning, your new Friday.
All new Friday, mate.
Kind of short week. How are you, Marty?
I snuck out for lunch yesterday.
You did?
Oh, you did too.
I only had a soda water.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Sensible.
Beverly.
Yeah.
Beverly on Chapel Street. It's at the top of one of those, you know, those very tall new buildings near the Olsen Hotel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose they're not new anymore.
No.
Newish. They've only been there a few years.
Lovely food.
Mm. And a great view.
Great view.
Yeah.
I would imagine it's glass, a lot of glass. Yeah. I would imagine on a belting summer's day.
Like last weekend.
It's going to be hot up there.
Do they have those spritzy fans?
No, they don't have spritzy fans. But it's very, it's got a real Beverly Hills vibe.
Soft
pastels, pinks, light greens.
And I've heard really good reviews.
Beautiful floor.
Yeah.
And it's got one of those wood-fired stations.
Did you get something from the grill?
I had the chicken.
Nice.
Yeah.
From the fire menu. Oh, how lovely.
That was lovely.
Yeah.
We're going to have a fun chat this morning, and Will and I are excited about it because we're talking to Vinny Sandu.
We haven't got the cricket.
We haven't got the bloody cricket on.
Oh, my God.
Will and I have, and Christian and Loz, we're obsessed with the European
Cricket League.
Cricket League. And we're talking to the lead commentator and one of the co-hosts about it this morning because it's getting to the pointy end. So that's something to look forward to.
Top six at six.
Oh, there you go.
Elite.
Nice.
Jack.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Marty.
Coming into one, Coles have begun slapping security tags on meat as shoplifting rates increase in line with the cost of living crisis.
Like those full-on tags that you need to have removed at the checkout.
Faraz Durrani famously performed a citizen's arrest on a man that he caught stealing meat from the local supermarket.
He's the actor?
Yes.
It triggered Faraz because as a young man, his family owned a milk bar and he'd seen a lot of
theft.
And he was just like, one day Faraz encountered this happening in real time. He said, not on my watch.
No way.
Oh. And he went full Faraz mode.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is it worth tackling a man?
No, I don't know.
I think meat from a multi-corporate? I wouldn't have thought so. That's how you get yourself stabbed.
Was it a multi-corporate or was it a small business?
I can't remember. Google Faraz citizen's arrest. Didn't Faraz, and I don't mean to be uncharitable, and you know that's not my act.
Yes.
Wasn't he reasonably unpopular on SAS Australia?
Yes, was it that show? I remember he had some...
I feel like he might have been, and I'm just looking for the right words, a dead shit.
I didn't watch it, so I
didn't watch it either.
I can't comment.
But did he take a photo of himself with the duty citizen's arrest?
He did.
Oh.
Bloody actors!
What would you do that for?
No, I put on his Insta. Where was the shop? Doesn't get a mention. Coming in at two, one man received life-threatening injuries and another remains trapped following a rock fall at a gold mine near an area where search crews have been looking for missing Samantha Murphy. The incident occurred about 500 metres underground and about 3 kilometres into the mine.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Isn't it?
There was a lot of people. There was about 30 people actually trapped down there, which overnight they've
got them out.
Got them back out.
I wasn't across this story at all.
Yeah, it happened late yesterday afternoon, I think.
Right. Okay.
Mm.
Is it a operation? I mean, it's clearly an operational mine. Who's operating it?
Yeah, well, if there's
what
30
sort of
people
detail
down
have
there?
We got around it?
I'm not sure.
We've got a man on the ground there?
Maybe our reporter who we spoke to last week is.
Maybe we should
We
should be trying to talk to someone in Ballarat.
See if we can.
We'll have that conversation off air.
Yeah.
Coming in at number three, a Florida fisherman had his hand chewed off by a 2.8 metre alligator that lunged at him from a golf course pond over the weekend. It's like when Anthony Lehman and I were playing golf in Port Douglas.
I know the exact one.
You've seen the photo.
I saw the crocodile.
Oh, the
Jesus Christ. We're teeing off.
Yeah.
And literally 20, 30 metres to our left up on a raised bank is a good 3.5 metre croc.
We stayed in a house backing onto that golf course and that lake. And we coaxed it out with chicken necks in the middle of the night.
What are you coaxing it out for?
Don't coax out crocodiles, mate. That is a classic tourist
move.
You are one of those German people that gets taken in a river.
They had a tourist book in the Airbnb. Crocodile. They said,
gets the chicken necks, supports the crocodile.
They said there's crab nets there and you can...
Rouse!
Rouse!
And you can feed it.
Chicken neck! Chicken neck!
You can see it!
Blood! Blood!
Yeah, anyway,
chicken necks!
Their eyes glow red, and that's how you know that there's a
they're coming to get you.
Carnivore nearby, but if their eyes glow other colours and they're not carnivores, and we saw these glowing red things go bloof, and then go,
Take your sandals off.
How did this come?
You'll get some wet.
It's 45 seconds left.
Chinese-owned social media giant TikTok is a step closer to vanishing in the US after the House of Representatives voted to pass a bill that could see the app banned.
Yeah, rare bipartisan support over there.
Very rare. Coming in at 5, Victoria Bitter has entered the low-carb beer market after new data revealed Australians are demanding health-conscious options.
That's a good move,
that
I reckon.
I think it is.
Yeah. And Paul Alexander coming in at number 6. The man who lived in an iron lung for more than 70 years has died at the age of 78.
Oh, that is so sad.
It really is. And we were talking about him pre-show. Mm. And, God, what a crazy life.
Yeah.
Extraordinary existence.
And so many questions. How do you wash Paul?
Honestly. Yeah.
What does he eat? his face was a mess.
Oh, no.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
March the 14th today, Marty.
Yes.
Yeah, on this day.
Number one song in Australia on this day in 2001.
This one, Eminem.
I left my cell, my pager and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn.
Yeah.
Never been a huge fan of Eminem.
I'm a big Eminem fan.
Nah, I think he was more your age group.
Yeah, he definitely was.
I missed Eminem somewhere along the way.
I was a part of it, but I was never massive into him.
Nah.
When I was very young, whenever 8 Mile came out, I told my dad I was going to see Like Mike, and I went and saw 8 Mile instead, and I think I was about 12.
Oh, no. No, mate, no.
Yeah.
Like Mike's great.
Like Mike is excellent, but I think he knew.
Yeah, of course he knew.
Yeah.
1885, The Mikado by Gilbert and Sullivan receives its first public performance at the Savoy Theatre in London. Three Little Maids from School.
You knew him?
No, dated him. Potted two of them.
But you dated all three.
I thought we
were just two.
Find out the Mikado's about an orphanage.
Oh, wow.
Three little maids from school. One was 7, one was 6, one was 4. Potted two of them. Not the point.
Gotta be careful.
From school.
1885.
One was 7, one was 6. Unfortunately, the third was 4. 1931, the first theatre built for rear movie projection.
Well, gee, what a day that would have been.
That would have blown your mind.
What's going on?
What's happening? Da 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 da. We jump forward now to 2013. Xi Jinping is named the new president of the People's Republic of China.
Probably there for a long time to come, I suspect.
Yeah. Well, the pizza and the pizza, no, they are not, they are the target. 2014, Scott Pendlebury's first game as captain of Collingwood.
Wow.
10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
He'll crack 400.
Easy.
This year.
That's incredible.
And he'll push on, won't he?
I can't see him stopping before 40, honestly. Like, there's no reason.
He's the Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He really is.
I mean, we saw Brent Harvey. He was ageless.
Yeah, but they're ageless for a reason. Pre-game and post-game.
Yeah.
I don't
think... Unbelievable prep.
But he was just going to Bunnings, wasn't he?
Oh, that's what he's telling us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Team. But yeah, I've never seen a player more dedicated to their craft.
He's incredible. And such a true, like, professional, just eyes on the game and the ball.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just a true professional. Eyes on the game and the ball.
It's true.
Shades of John Kennedy.
Don't think. Don't hope.
2017, world's oldest golf club, Muirfield in Scotland, votes to admit women as members for the first time in 273 years. I bet they regretted it.
I think we were beating them all, winning all the time.
I would have thought so.
I would have.
They just reverse it the next year.
There you go. Nah, we made a mistake. The gossiping and all the rubbish that comes with the ladies. We didn't have any sanitary things in the toilets. We weren't ready for you.
Let's wait another 270.
Let's just wait to see if they go. 2018. NASA twin study. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Finds that Scott Kelly is no longer identical to his twin brother after 1 year in space.
What?
Oh, 7% of his genes had altered.
Yeah. Oh, like
that's a lot. No, he went from a 32 to a 34.
Wow, that.
Isn't that crazy?
That's, I don't like
you're
that.
You're no longer recognised as twins because something's happened in space.
Well, your whole body sort of falls apart in space. There's no gravity.
12 months is a long time, too,
in space. You would have lost a lot of weight.
Mm. 2018, World Happiness Report names Finland as the world's happiest country. And Burundi, the unhappiest. I know we've talked about Burundi. Where's Burundi?
Africa?
It's African, Africa.
East Africa?
I think you've walked through Burundi.
I think I have.
Yes, it is East Africa.
It is it? No surprises with Finland.
Some challenges there.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
2022, Dolly Parton removes herself from the ballot for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, saying, I don't feel that I've earned that right.
Please don't take it. I think she was still put in there, wasn't she?
I hope so.
Sure, she's an
absolute icon of the music industry in any form. Jason McCartney is turning 50. So join in. In fact, yesterday I stumbled on a bit of Stephen Curry playing the role of Damien Oliver when, Maccabi Diva won. Was it Maccabi Diva?
No, it was Media Puzzle. Yeah, 02.
And The Cut.
Yeah, The Cut.
And the character of Jason McCartney was in that film.
Yeah, they went.
Curry goes to visit him in hospital after the Bali bombings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So he was mates. Damien Oliver.
I must have been mates.
Mm.
Roger Corsa was Jason McCartney.
He was too. Mm.
As all good shows should have in.
You must have Roger Corsa. Yeah. It's part of Australian sort of cinematography.
Yeah. Cinema.
She's a runner.
Stuff.
Stuff.
Film and television.
Billy Crystal, 76.
I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Caine's turning 91.
What?
I never killed a bloody king.
Wow.
It's on this day for the 14th of March.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Time to get jiggy with it. The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
When it's in a three-way.
The Flemington Racing Spectacular continues with TAB Australian Cup Day. Saturday, March 30, just a couple of weeks away. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
We've got great price.
Great price, the reserve table, Marty.
Drinks on arrival.
Yeah. You and five of your mates.
Five of your mates is a good number.
It is.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun day.
You have a fun day out there on the lawn.
Good to have a base at a race day.
It really is.
A home headquarters. Yeah.
I'm going to go for a wander. I'll come back in 20 minutes.
It's the Easter long weekend too.
Oh,
perfect.
It is
too. Right in the middle of it.
It is too.
It's quite early Easter recovery. This year.
Yeah.
It's Easter. I'll never understand.
It's 2 weeks
Easter's
away.
Flexibility.
No.
Tristan is in Hastings. Well, he either came out of the tomb on the same day or he didn't.
No, but it's all got to do with the Palm Sunday, doesn't it?
Well, isn't it about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ our Saviour?
But it's from a certain amount of days from when we burn the palms and do Ash Wednesday and Lent and all that kind of stuff.
I haven't listened to the little Mick over there.
Wrong. Yeah, but when do they pick that day?
I don't know.
Why don't they just do it around the day where they roll back the tombstone and he wasn't there?
I agree.
Is it star related? Is it something to do with the stars?
Find out for fact check, mate.
Yeah.
Tristan's in Hastings. Hello, Tristan.
There you go, mate. Going all right?
Hey,
Tristan's back.
I reckon I'm all over like a rash today, I reckon, Marty.
Yeah, all right. Excellent. This is good news. Your energy's fantastic, as always, Tristan.
Yeah.
I've got a good feeling about you today.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, give it a crack.
Good luck, Tristan.
Ambrose is in Mornington. Hello, Ambrose.
G'day, Marty. How you going?
I'm wonderful, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. First time, long time.
Good on you, Ambrose.
I love that name.
Ambrose.
Is it Ambrose or Ambrose?
Ambrose, like Curtly.
Oh, it's Ambrose. My apologies. Yeah. Ambrose, well, it's just Ambrose, isn't it? Does it mean anything, Ambrose?
No, not particularly.
Yeah, okay. Nice. Ambrose, unusual first name.
I can't say
A very young Ambrose. It means immortal, a nectar of the gods.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, why not? Nectar of the gods. Been said about me a couple of times. Ambrose loved it. Tristan V. Ambrose, here we go. Best of three, first of two. Tell me what these three things have in common. Your name's your buzzer. Great prize. Curveball sent in by Ryan on the Instagram.
Get on your iron.
Question one. Michael Voss, Craig McRae, Brad Scott.
Tristan.
Ambrose.
Tristan.
Oh, Tristan.
All coaches in the AFL.
I'll need a little bit more.
All ex-Brisbane players now coaching in the AFL.
Ambrose,
wasn't it? Oh, well, hang on. Can we just accept a steamroll over the top of...
Well, I did offer it to Tristan for more information. Yeah. Tristan, did you know that?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it was all right.
Oh, you did not. Null and void question one.
Nah, scrap that.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll give it to Ambrose.
Oh, you're a good man, Tristan.
On you, Marty. That's it, mate.
But, in future, Ambrose, let's just listen.
Hey, okay.
Question two. Honda Ryobi Victor.
Ambrose
for the win.
They'll make whippersnippers and lawnmowers.
Yeah!
Hey, Ambrose, well done. Tristan, would you like to come back tomorrow for your last chance?
It is Friday, so let's go.
Yeah!
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Marty, lead commentator and host of the European Cricket League on Fox Sports 1, joins us right now. Vinny Sandu.
Good morning, Vinny. Are you there, mate?
Good morning. That's the sound of Marty.
It is. Vinny, welcome to the show. I've got William and Lauren and Troy with me. How are you, mate?
I'm very, very well. Hope you guys are having a great morning so far.
We are. And I tell you why we are, because every morning when we lob into the studio, the European Cricket League is on exactly at the right time for us.
It's perfect.
It's perfect timing.
Yeah.
We could sit here for the first hour and a half of the show and really get into it. And we love it, Vinny.
Well, I mean, the right time is all the time, which is actually pretty much when it feels like it's on. Because, believe it or not, we go 10 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you might not realise this because obviously some others get the plaudits, but I've actually commentated more games of cricket than anyone on planet Earth. Or actually any other planet for that matter, probably. So I've done, last count, I've done 3,200 games.
Oh, my God.
Starting out my fourth year doing it full time.
Lead commentator and host, of course. It's on Fox Sports 1. We're loving it.
Mr. Maximo is
Mr. Maximo.
Fox Sports 1 now, but we started on the Ocho 508 and we've had to slowly work our way up, you know. So,
Bandit.
It's T10. That's the format. It's clubs all around Europe that are champions in domestic tournaments in their respective countries. 2019 was the inaugural tournament in La Manga in Spain.
Mm.
I've seen some crazy standards of cricket in my time, Vinny, and it's pointless to try to not pretend that this is what's going on. Some of the things I've seen in the European Cricket League are astoundingly awful cricket, it has to be said.
Definitely.
I wasn't sure how you were going to take that, Vinny.
Look, here's the thing, right? And I'm not going to say you're sensationalist, but, you know, you've got a penchant for the sensational.
Yes.
And this is what you've got to realise with European cricket, the stuff that goes viral, right? We started out, it was just meant to be 3 days, once a year, 3-day tournament. And because it gained this following and this kind of cult following and due to the immense popularity in the subcontinent, it's getting millions and millions of viewers, and it's grown into like a pretty much 49-week season. Mm. Right, so this is one of our major tournaments right now. That's why it's on Fox, but Roy's on YouTube, ECN European Cricket Network. But Here's what I'd say. The stuff that goes viral, it's stuff that you wouldn't see anywhere else. Yeah. There's also a lot of quite good cricket. But I want to say to you, Marty, like, think about the 1% of the time that you've done something really stupid. Mm. Say, like, walked into a door or tripped over.
Yeah, fell down the stairs.
Yeah, I mean, you sound like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm an expert.
And imagine if someone clipped that and just put on social media.
And that was all they showed.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that. Vinny, there's some undoubtedly.
I can walk better than this guy.
There's some clean hitting going on.
It's all better than this guy. I'm just calling it as it is.
No, there's definitely some clean hitting going on. There's some suspect bowling at times. And there's some terrible fielding. But honestly, we love it. Where is this current season at? Are we getting to the pointy end?
Yeah, well, we actually are. So we're about a week away from the final. So it's like our Champions League at the moment. It's grown from 8 teams back in 2019 and 8 countries to 35 teams taking part this time. So it's really been a great incentive. I'll tell you what I think is the special thing about this, and this is where I think kind of sport being professionally broadcasted meets reality TV.
Yes.
These aren't professional athletes. And I think there's really something in that accidentally we've harnessed. Yeah. So these are club teams in countries where they might not even have a cricket pitch. They have to roll out a pitch before the game. They might be playing. Some of them play on gravel. One team in Spain has a ground which is mostly broken glass.
Yeah.
You wonder why they're a bit afraid to dive. Now you know why.
So
it's for these guys, actually, right now, it's the end of a journey which they've had to qualify through their country. So in some countries, that's only like 4 or 5 teams. In some, like we have the English club champions, there's hundreds and hundreds of teams.
Yeah.
And they probably know they'll never be back because they have to win like, you know, 20 games straight just to get
qualified
to be here. So I think you get some of the emotions that are quite raw, and that's the beauty of it, I think, in a way. So
yes.
It's interesting. It's very contested. They will make mistakes.
And do, Vinny.
Also and 100%. And you see real people in those situations. So I think that's where, like, it is a bit different than anything else you'll see. I'll give you an example as well. You know, cricket these days, I know not everyone's a cricket person.
I'm a cricket person.
And I've been outside the game as well. So I also understand how this format is quite appealing to non-cricket people.
Yeah.
That might be in countries that aren't that. They don't know what cricket is. And so you just go, it's 45 minutes, and you whack a ball around it, and you go home. And they go, that sounds pretty good. Not like 5 days that I've heard before. But I think what makes it interesting is just the kind of reality element of it.
Well, it feels like you could be a part of it, Vinny, even at my age. It feels like I could still maybe have a bat.
It feels like I could be a part of it.
The best part about watching it is, Vinny, we've started to notice the personalities that are rolling through and the teams.
The one-handed batsman that we watched this morning, the guy trying to hit sixes with one arm.
It's a reality.
Baba.
Baba, that
was it. Baba. Now, let me tell you something about Baba, okay? Baba actually went viral for whacking 2 out of the park one-handed.
Yeah.
Now, if Baba was smart, he would have stopped there.
No.
Right? He would have. And what did you think he did in the game today? He tried it 5 or 6 times and looked like an absolute goose.
He really did. And that's why we love Baba.
Because there's no one managing Baba's brand.
No, you know? No, he's just improvising now.
You need to, you know, just put it in the rack for a while. Baba, he actually tried to start batting left-handed today.
I know, we saw that. But he had the bat the other way. I know we're talking viral clips and you can pick the worst out of anything, but my favourite viral clip is the one that's called 3 to the Keeper. That is one of the most astounding bits of cricket I've ever seen.
Look, as a former wicketkeeper myself, the thought that 7 byes was even possible on one ball actually keeps me awake at night now.
We saw there was an over overnight that went for 45 runs. The ball
got one over. Tied the record. And one of the things I love about my job, and actually having seen all these games and commentating the majority on ECN, is that whenever something in the quote-unquote mainstream cricket, they're like, have you ever seen this before? And I'm like, 12 times.
I love that. I love Vinny that 45 ties the record.
Yeah. Well, we call that a hypersonic over. And actually, the worst bowling figures, I think this will stand for a while. A guy took none for 73 off his two overs, which is actually more than two a ball. More than six a ball, I should say.
Oh, my God, Vinny.
Even Marty, if you got whacked for 12 sixes off your 12 balls, you're still Paul Muhammad Waris. I'll name it.
Got a team.
And it was in a total of 257 for none.
Off 10 overs.
I mean, the poor blokes that on the bowling team, they only really had one good bowler. He got injured in the morning. They were left with a few guys that I think
weren't quite up.
I mean, bowling machine would have been a bit kind, but that's the way it is. But one thing I'd say is, like, franchise cricket has taken over the cricket world these days. And it's an ongoing debate about, you know, international cricket versus franchise cricket. But I got to be honest, I've played with a lot of the guys that are in the system, you know, at the first grade level when I was playing. And, you know, they're trying to kind of harness the loyalty that you might get in, like, an AFL setup or that kind of thing about, you know, playing for your club and all of this. But the guys are there for a paycheck. They rock up for 2 weeks. They can't remember who they're playing for, and they move on.
It's brilliant, Vinny. We love it.
We have a team, Marty, because the group A winners from Italy, Gino Brescia,
they're our boys.
So they're going through to the next round, are they, Vinny?
Yeah, well, Gino Brescia, they have an interesting backstory as well. They actually qualified before, but it was in, I call them one of the lost teams, because that was in 2021 when we had to cancel the tournament due to the pandemic. And then, so they got to play a playoff with the other team in Italy to qualify the next year to see who got the spot last year. And that was the only game they lost in that whole year. They never got to come last year. And so I'm thrilled. And I suppose I'm a pragmatist, right? So I see behind the scenes a lot of what people don't see. So I know the guys. I know some of their stories are incredible. I know that's probably not going to sell a lot of newspapers or gigabits or however the internet works.
No, but still, everyone's got a story.
It's super interesting. So, I mean, I just love that these guys are so passionate about what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it might be, for these guys, it might be the only 3 days they ever play on TV.
Yeah. You know, no, it will be. Unless they're filming in the backyard, Vinny. Mate, we've got to go. It's so lovely chatting with you, Vinny. Maybe we could touch base with you again before the final. And I would just encourage people to get involved in it. It's so much fun to watch for all the right and wrong reasons.
Absolutely.
It is reality teller. You do feel as though you could still be a part of it, and it was lovely spending some time with you this morning, Vinny. Thank you.
I'd say pick a team, get behind them, and join me. It's very interactive, and we love to get, especially with the Australian viewers, there's something really special because obviously a couple of our commentators come from there, and kind of just get what we're doing. It'll be like unlike anything you've ever seen. So
well done, Vinny.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys, and hope you keep following.
Pleasure, mate.
Thank you, Vinny. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Vinny Sandu, lead commentator and host of the European Cricket League, of course, coverage in Australia on Fox Sports 1, Marty.
Correct. And look, please, if you're up at the time of morning we're up at or indeed overnight, you're looking for something to just have a bit of a giggle
it's fun.
With.
It's entertaining.
Even for people that aren't into cricket like myself.
Us. You love that.
I put on my TV sometimes up here.
Great. And you love Greek cricketers. You should pick a Greek team.
I think we should go to Spain.
Oh.
And I'm not even kidding. This is it.
Team trip.
Yeah. We'll get onto it.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it, DJ.
Marty, if we give this away every time we play for the rest of the year, $3,230,000 will
be given
away.
That's how we roll.
It's huge. We gave it away yesterday.
We did.
Yeah.
It's 7 a.m. We gave it to Paul.
so exciting.
Paul was a maintenance guy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Home maintenance guy.
Yeah. Had some bills to pay.
Had some bills to pay. Just done a bit of a reno on the house. And we gave him 10 grand to go on with it.
Yeah, it was great. All right. Scobie is with us this morning from Wantirna. Hey, Scobie.
Good morning.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, feeling good. Feeling nervous.
Scobie, what do you do for a living?
As little as possible.
Oh, nice. Well done. I like that attitude. Are you managing to get away with it?
Oh, no, we do what we can. We're groundskeepers.
Oh.
Gardeners.
Oh, I love groundskeepers.
How lovely.
What sort of grounds are you keeping, Scobie?
We keep the public grounds. Public gardens, public parks, hospitals, council works.
Thank you for your service, Scobie.
I'm not a frontline worker, but
no, you're absolutely not. Keep that in mind the next time you're sitting on a mower.
Yeah, they'll do.
Just a reminder. That's your dream.
Yeah, I'd love to do what Scobie does.
You could do
it
today.
Swap jobs.
Is there a hierarchy in that world, Scobie? Does the person who's the longest crew member get to sit on the mower all day?
Oh, perhaps in our imagination.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
I would like to do the mowing, if that's okay.
All right, come along. We'll do a 2-week swap.
Wow, oh, there you go.
What an offer.
Scobie really wants to be on air.
He really does.
Yeah. And let's be fair, you'll only be on the mower for one day.
Yeah, I know.
Then you'll be bored of that.
And I'll want to come back. Scobie, have you got a partner?
No, single man.
Nice. Oh, Scobie.
Are you dating anyone?
No, let's leave it at that.
Got the winder. Okay. You on the apps, Scobie?
No. Just the regular, let's meet face to face. I'm not cool enough for the apps.
Oh, yeah. Scobie, I love that.
You'd be surprised, Scobie.
Maybe I would be. Let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Challenging breakup, Scobie?
That sounds like a conversation for another day.
Ooh. Oh,
maybe when he's on air next week.
Yeah. Maybe when you're hosting the show next week, you can do what we call relatable radio.
Yeah, there could well be some. If you're playing some heartbreak songs today, I might well walk away with 10 grand.
Scobie's
heartbroken.
Oh, Scobie.
Oh, no.
This is no good.
Okay, I'll stop asking questions, but is it fresh?
Yeah, say again?
Is it fresh?
No. But fresh enough.
Oh, dear. Sorry.
Let's move on. Come on.
Oh, Scobie. Scobie's nervous.
I'm sorry,
Wants
Scobie.
10 grand.
Scobie, I'm going to hand you over to Troy Ellis, king of...
Steam greens. What were you going to say? King
You've
of what?
You said it every day. Twice a day.
Had a full mental blank. I was like, king of... What is he the king of? Is he the king of the peninsula?
Dim Sims.
The king of the peninsula. Troy Ellis.
Scobie, song number one, title and artist. You ready for it?
Yes.
Here we go. Good luck, mate.
Nah, you've got me on the song one.
Really? Oh, Scobie.
Really? Oh. Scobie. It was Silverchair. Is this one free?
Yeah, I know.
That's all right,
it sounds like about four other songs.
It does.
It does. Good on you, Scobie.
Sorry, Scobie.
Cheers. Thanks, folks. Bye.
Good luck again sometime. We will try again. We'll try
he
and give that away.
He seems damaged.
I know. Don't. It's his...
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
I love dad jokes.
Dad jokes.
I love dad jokes.
Yep.
And I'm on record as saying Thursday's a great day for dad jokes.
Of course. Absolutely. Why not?
That's what I'm famous for.
You are famous for that.
Thursday dad jokes. Mm. Thad jokes. BuzzFeed shared some of the best dad jokes from Reddit. We'd love to hear your best dad joke. 133353. Give us a bell.
Yep.
I stopped at a little roadside shack that said lobster tails $5. I gave the guy $5 and he said, once upon a time in a far off land, there was a lobster.
It's a lobster tail.
It's a lobster tail. When my wife was in labour, I'd tell her jokes to distract her from the pain, but she didn't seem amused. It must have been the delivery.
That's good. Yes. I like that.
Labour's been capitalised there, which threw me. I thought it was a political joke. I'm being serious.
Me too. As I was reading it, I was like, right, okay, she's a member of Young Labour? Is this a university gag? Where are we going? I potted her in the library. A girl on Tinder asked me why I have an unlit cigarette in my picture and I told her I'm just looking for a match.
Nice.
I got arrested today for walking out of an art museum with a painting. I'm just so confused because earlier when I asked the security guard if I could take a picture, he said yes.
I want to laugh today.
Oh wow.
Jeez.
Wow, Dad Joke Thursdays.
Rarely give you like a big belly laugh.
What about the Mexican magician? Remember that one last
time?
That
was very good. Oh,
that made me chuckle.
You got a dad joke for us.
I once swallowed a bunch of synonyms. It gave me the sorest throat I've ever had. Bob is in Windy Hill with his dad joke. Hello, Bob.
Oh, g'day, Marty. How are you, mate?
Wonderful, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, just woke up this morning and then, oh, mate, it's been a long one, but I got a great joke for you.
Please.
Yes. So what did the big chimney say to the little chimney?
I'm not sure, Bob. What did it say?
You're too young to smoke.
Whoa, Bob! Just dig it!
Good stuff,
with
Bob.
Pace and energy.
The pace... The delivery, it's extraordinary.
Well done, Bob.
It's like listening to Sam Pang do 20 minutes.
let's go to Quinton in Rosebud.
Quinton.
Dan jokes.
Hello, Marty, Loz and crew. First time this year.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you, Quinton. Lovely to hear from you.
Oh, he's got a
laugh.
Yeah. Loz, prepared to laugh. Okay,
okay, great.
There's two parts.
Yeah, okay.
How do you get four elephants into a mini?
Not sure. How do you get four elephants into a mini?
Two in the front, two in the back. So how do you know whether there are eight elephants in a church?
I'm not sure.
Two minis parked out the front. come on.
Oh, come
give
on.
Me something.
Please, give me something.
I'll tell you what we can give you is your laugh from last time. dad jokes,
dad jokes.
Marty. That's what we're talking this
Gabby's
morning.
Gabby's in Geelong. Good morning, Gabby.
Good morning. How are we, guys?
Wonderful, mate. You got a dad joke?
I do. This one, hopefully, Loz will laugh at.
Okay.
Why did the teacher have crossed eyes?
Why?
Because she could not contain her pupils.
You got to laugh, Gabby.
That's good because I have bung eyes, Gabby. Thank you.
Oh, it's Channy Fanny.
Chantel, yeah.
Oh, good morning, team.
Shani Fanny.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm so great, and I'm even more great now that Marty's back because I have missed him terribly.
Good on you, buddy.
But look, to the dad joke, I can't claim it as my own. We were at a good friend's wedding, and the wonderful Mike Larkin was there celebrant. He was talking about the couple's dog, and then he turned around to all the guests and said, "I too have a dog. We called him Sandwich because he's a half-bred."
Well. Saving some of his best for his celebrate work. Thanks, Mike, still at Channel 10?
No.
I think
a couple of years ago.
Lovely man. Have you ever met Mike?
Yeah, I have plenty
really
of times.
Really lovely man.
Lovely guy. Michael in Yarra Junction.
Hey, hello, Michael.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, why don't you ever see elephants hiding in trees?
Don't know.
Because they're really good at it.
Wow, so we got nothing from you, mate.
Well, I was processing it. I mean, when you tell a comic a joke and he has to process it, you know you're in trouble.
I thought it was good.
Well, that's why you're not comics.
What do you got on Insta,
William? Dad joke.
Gary said, went to a wedding between two antennas. They had the best reception.
Hey!
Scott says, what has five toes and it's not your foot? Oh. It's my foot. The comedian's loving these ones. One more from Matthew. A mummy covered in chocolate and nuts has been discovered. Covered in Egypt. Archaeologists believe it may be a Pharaoh Rocher.
One more before the news here. Short in Lang Warren, Marty.
Short. That's excellent.
G'day. Hi, G'day, everybody. Loza.
Hello.
It's a long time, first time.
Good on you, Sean. What do you got, buddy?
Why can't the people living, born and bred in the town, living across the road from the cemetery, be buried in that cemetery?
Why is that?
Because they're not dead yet.
Oh. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
What's on the back page? All right, sporting news now. The wide world of Will. What's happening, William?
Thank you. Troy just seeing James Brayshaw on our screens, yes, which is a rare joy.
JB doing a cross for Sunrise for the first night of footy in Melbourne this evening.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. Brayshaw!
As we said yesterday, Dustin Martin, Tom Lynch, Toby Nankervis, three of the big names returning for Richmond tonight.
Oh,
Ryan Mansell will also come in for the Tigers. That means recruits Jacob Kaczynski and Sam Naismith are among the four omitted from that Tigers side that lost to the Gold Coast in round zero.
Some big ins there.
Big ins.
We said it to Daisy yesterday.
Yeah.
Is it going to make a difference?
Big ins on the big stage. Corey
How
Durden.
How bad were they?
Now, for the first half in particular, they were atrocious.
Were they? Because I didn't see any of it.
They were down by 11 goals at halftime, and then they rallied a little bit. So
I've just put my tips in. Yeah. I said Carlton by 37.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what
feels
I said.
About right. Feels about right. Right. That'd be the line.
Don't look at me like that, Christian.
What are you? Are you in?
No, that's just
Christian's
that's just how,
Carlton too.
That's just how our... We panic.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you're certainly, very nervous. As a club, you're known for panicking. It'll be interesting to see when Vossi gets the arse this year.
Corey Durden comes in for Sam Doherty, of course. That devastating ACL. Two ACLs in the same game last week, which is heartbreaking. But
terrible stuff. Yeah. I hate that stuff.
Awful. Particularly for him, who's done a few now over his career.
It's terrible.
Round one sub, Jack Carroll is expected to start for the Blues after a nice performance against the Lions. The crowd is likely to push towards 90,000. I'm going to guess about 86.
It's going to be massive.
Yeah.
And if you can tell the difference between 86 and 90, good luck.
It'll
imagine running out in front of 90,000 people. Yeah. The sound.
Yeah. Exciting.
Oh, my God. Those boys will be pumped.
Triple M footy from 6. Footy prime time. Jack Heverin, Luke Darcy, Isaac Smith, Lee Montagna, Jay Clark. How's that lineup?
Great lineup.
Bang. Jeremy Howe, he is set to play his first game of 2024 tomorrow night for the Pies against Sydney. He completed a match simulation yesterday, so good to see him back on the park.
Yep.
And young son Will Powell re-signed until the end of 2029. You'll like this. He announced his extension by sharing an Instagram DM that he had sent to Kane Corns asking for permission for him to re-sign on such a long deal because Kane Corns famously hates those long contracts.
That's funny.
Kane ticked it off, so well done to Will. Cricket heartbreak for Victoria yesterday, as we've been touching on all week. Yeah. Sheffield Shield. We needed to beat WA, and effectively a semi-final for the Sheffield Shield.
We had to win.
And we were knocked over 138 runs shy of the total at Junction Oval, set 269 to win.
Top order just struggled on that wicket.
It was a lively deck.
Both top orders struggled.
They did. And then the match took more significance because Tasmania had a shock loss to South Australia, which meant that WA had, if they won, which they, of course,
They were getting a home final.
They now get a home final. They're going to play at the Wacker to win three in a row. Sheffield Shield. So
very hard to go over to the Wacker and beat them.
Yeah, they're in the box seat. Now, if you want to hear how emotional it was and how much it means to these cricketers, this is the Victorian captain, Will Sutherland, after the loss.
I'm sure it's pretty tough in there at the moment.
Yeah, not much words being spoken there, Whitey. Boys are pretty flat.
Boys are pretty flat.
It hurts, doesn't it?
Well, that season for them starts in October, November, goes through until March.
Such a promising season.
They're playing white ball cricket, shield cricket. Some of them are in and out of the team for Australian duty. Yeah. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah, and they were right at the pointy end for most of the season. So bad luck to the Vics. But well done to Melbourne United in the NBL. They're through to their first NBL Championship Series since the 2020-21 season.
Who are they playing?
They are playing the Tassie Jack Jumpers.
Oh, let's smash the Tassies.
So in just their third year in the competition, they are into their
NBL Jack
Finals. Why do you hate the Jack Jumpers?
I just do.
I thought you loved the Jack Jumpers at the start.
Maybe I did, but I'm right off them.
Forgotten.
So they beat... well,
who's the captain? Remind me of the captain of the Jack Jumpers.
Don't have it on hand.
You're flip-flopping, mate. Flip-flopping.
And in dog sled news.
Oh!
So Alaska's
Clint
annual...
Clint Steindl, sorry.
You know, Clint Steindl.
Boss. Yes. Yes, of course. Alaska's annual Iditarod dog sled race.
Oh,
are you across
this? I did a Rod and then I did a Henry. I did a Tony.
You've been busy. So Dallas Seavey had a record-setting win. He had his unprecedented sixth win in the dog sled over there. He came from behind after a moose attack.
Oh, wow! A moose knuckle attack?
finished in 9 days after the moose snuggle. Unfortunately, it's been marred by the death of three huskies. So.
Oh, sure, you guys told me that before. Yeah. I did all the moose snuggle and I did the rod gear. We could have got out there. Let's get out now.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Marty, Channel 7 Sunrise, Melbourne correspondent Tegan Dowling joins us now.
Good morning, Tegan. How are you going?
Good morning there.
Tegan, I believe we're starting with some awful news that the man who's been trapped underground in the Ballarat gold mine has passed away. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's breaking news right now. And standing at the front of the gold mine at the moment, Marty, we can see a lot of very sad, what looks like perhaps employees currently leaving the site here. We've seen the CFA, the mine rescue workers, they are all currently leaving because we have had confirmed to us by the Australian Workers Union that sadly that man that they've been working to try and free for the last 14 hours has died here at the mine after becoming trapped under the rubble.
That's awful news. Have we got an update on the other gentleman who was fighting for life with what I believe has been described as lower body injuries?
Yeah, so I did speak to the Alfred Hospital probably around an hour ago. As we know, he was airlifted after a three-hour operation there. They were able to take him to the Alfred, as you said, critical leg injuries, and he still remains in a critical condition. So not good news, despite getting quite a lot of treatment overnight. He's still fighting for his life at the moment in hospital, and I can only assume, unaware, that his colleague has passed away.
29 other workers made it safely to a safety pod. We're talking about 500 metres underground. Is that right, in a tunnel that stretches over kilometres? Is that correct?
Yeah, so there's been a bit of confusion about the number of people that were trapped. The police and also the people who own the mine confirmed to me that it was 25 that were in there, but, you know, tomato, tomato. Mm. They said 25 inside that pod, they were able to make it there safely. And apparently all of these mines, they have these little safety pods for exactly this reason. Something goes wrong, you flee to this area, and then they can bring you back up safely to the surface. As you said, 500 metres below the ground, but 3 kilometres in from the entrance. So we're talking pretty deep into this mine, and that's why it's taken so long for them to obviously get the medical assistance down to this gentleman and sadly confirm the news that you've just broke.
Troubling history with this mine. Went into administration in 2023 with the previous owners. The Australian Workers Union raised concerns about worker safety, saying it had been compromised under the previous ownership. It was then sold on, and 600 tonnes of rock had collapsed into a tunnel in March 2021. And in 2007, 27 workers at the mine became trapped after 700 metres underground. So it sounds like this mine's got a history of issues. Are they discussing any of its previous troubled past, Tegan?
Well, I suppose that'll all form part of this investigation. They've got to try and determine now why we've had this incident and now a fatal incident. And I'm sure they will take all of that history and all of that background of this investigation. We know WorkSafe are here as part of the extrication crew to obviously begin that investigation almost immediately.
Well, Tegan, it's awful news from down there. And I mean, we can only pass on our commiserations and condolences to the family of the man who's passed away. Mate, thank you for your time this morning. I really appreciate it, Tegan.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Cheers, mate.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Time Out, the magazine, the sort of street mag, Time Out, has reached out to its global team of local expert editors and contributors.
Yeah.
And they've all made a case for the coolest street in their city.
Mm-hmm.
It was then narrowed down to a definitive list. Guess what the coolest street in the world is. You're not going to believe it. High Street in Melbourne.
Which one?
The one that goes through Northgate.
Oh, yeah, my one.
Your High Street.
Yeah.
Has been voted the coolest street in the world.
That's interesting. I mean, Smith Street usually has taken this out before, and Gertrude Street, I think. Which, I love High Street, but they're a bit cooler.
Hollywood Road in Hong Kong, ever been there?
No, I've been to all
comes
of these
in
cities
number
on this
two.
List, but not that road. Oh, you've been to the Hong Kong one, but not the Melbourne one?
No, I've been to the city.
But not right.
As if he'd be to High Street, Northcote.
No, that's what I mean. Doesn't seem like your area.
Number three, East 11th in Austin. I mean, now we're just getting to streets no one knows about.
Surely they're just rotating these
through. The takeout is that High Street that runs through Northcote's one of the coolest street in the world.
Well done.
Well done, Melbourne.
Terracotta pots and Subarus.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show. Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it, DJ.
All right, let's give away another 10,000. Oh, we just lost our caller. He's back.
Well, for people who don't know, we gave away $10,000 yesterday
at
7 a.m. A very exciting giveaway to a man called Paul who was running home maintenance businesses.
Yep.
He'd just done a couple of renos and incurred some debt. A
couple of bills around the house.
Gone. 10 grand we dropped in Paul's lap. Dean is in Blackburn South this morning. G'day, Dean. How are you going?
Dean, you with us?
Dean!
Oh, Dean!
Say
Looks
something.
Like we're having some trouble with some of Dean's lines there.
Poor old Dean's going to miss out here.
Hello?
Dean. Oh, Dean! Oh, we almost got rid of you, mate. How are you going?
Oh, I'm good. Just having some phone issues.
Yeah.
I could tell, Dean. I could tell. Yeah. When Troy gets involved, I know there's phone issues.
There's a couple of issues there.
What do you do for a living, Dean?
Don't blame Troy. It was my fault.
Oh, okay.
Good on you.
What do you do for a living, Dean?
You're going to love this, Marty. I'm a PE teacher.
Oh, jeez.
That's not a job.
Are you wearing underpants, Dean?
You said that last time.
Just traditionally, PE teachers aren't famous for wearing underpants.
No, the department says you have to these days.
No, Dean, times have changed.
Do you wear shorts in all seasons?
I do.
Yeah, I knew it.
PE teachers love shorts.
Hey, they do. Because it's
would you ever wear tracksuit pants, Dean?
No, never.
Yeah.
Even in the middle of July, August.
Middle of the winter,
Are your shorts, do they have the built-in undies or are you wearing actual underpants?
No, actual underpants.
He's wearing undies.
What sport are kids worst at, Dan?
Yes, good question.
I would say probably triple jump. They just don't get it.
No, well, it's hard. There's a lot going on.
Leap, what is it?
Pop, step, jump.
Step, jump.
Yeah.
Are you a smoker, Dean?
Sorry, say that again.
Are you a smoker?
No.
You sound like one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Smoker's life.
Dean, how long have you been teaching?
25 years.
Nice.
Jesus, you're really across PE.
Yeah. Are you head of the department, Dean?
Well, there's only one of me, so yes.
Yeah. You've put the cones out a few times, Dean.
I might have once or twice.
Ever smoked a bong in your office, Dean? Yes, you have.
No, he hasn't.
Imagine how potted you could be if you were teaching PE. All right, Phil, Gavin, put the cones out. Three laps, and then we'll come back in. We'll talk about what we're doing for the rest of the class. It's lacrosse, guys. Get your sticks.
Good job.
Who's your favourite band of all time, Dave?
Pearl Jam.
Oh, straight up. I'm going to hand you over to the king of the peninsula, Troy Ellis.
Thank you, mate.
To walk you through the three songs and your opportunity to win $10,000.
All right, Dino, we need title and artist for these songs. You ready for song number one?
Yeah, go for it.
Here we go.
The B-52s.
B-52s was correct. The song was Rock. There you go.
Oh, no.
Dean. It's one of the biggest.
Dean?
Dean.
Go get the cones.
I just kept thinking Love Shack. Yeah. I knew it wasn't Love Shack.
Tell your story walking, buddy.
Back to the quadrangle, Dean.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.
Dumb dogs. How dumb's your dog? 133353. We've all had a dumb dog in life.
Yeah, or get in touch to Insta at Marty Sheargold Show.
Tell us about your dumb dog. What did they do? A vet has said he felt bewildered after discovering a dog had eaten 133 coins.
You dumb dog.
You dumb dog. What are you doing?
It was worth more than $34. I mean, you would have thought at some point, even with a dumb dog, you get 50 coins in and think, I reckon I've had enough coins.
Yeah. This doesn't exactly taste nice.
And I'm not feeling anything.
Yeah. No.
Except my teeth are hurting.
Heavier. I feel heavy.
I feel heavy. I've got a metal taste in my mouth. I think I'm having a stroke.
Oh, I'll keep going. I'll eat more.
I can smell toast.
If I see a coin on the floor at my house, I pick it up immediately because Noni would be into that.
I haven't picked up a coin in years.
Myself, so Noni doesn't
for
eat
any
it.
Reason wouldn't, you wouldn't even occur to me.
You wouldn't pick up a note.
Noni once ate a whole packet of my contraceptive pills.
Noni did?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Jeez, had a complicated history. Your dog.
Oh no.
How was he?
Okay,
he was fine.
Does he know he couldn't get pregnant anyway?
I think he was spitting it out.
Particularly because of his penis issue.
No wonder he's had so many penis issues.
That issue's gone. Good. I have to show you a very troubling video from yesterday, though.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Charlie, the Bichon Frise, which is those little puffy white dogs, was taken to the vet in Swindon by his owners when he became ill. An ultrasound showed an obstruction in his stomach, which was thought to be plastic, but surgery revealed he'd swallowed that huge amount of coins.
Oh, no.
Because, of course, you've got to have surgery on the idiot dog then.
Probably cost $5,000 too.
To get 18, to get 30 bucks of coins out of
it. The scan itself would have cost a lot.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds of dollars.
Vet bills are extortionate.
Oh, yeah.
And they're preying on our love for animals.
Mm. But it's a costly expense for them as well. There needs to be some kind of petty care.
No, it's a scam.
Petty care. There's insurance if you're in a position to get pet insurance.
And you should, like you say, Troy, if you can't afford
travel insurance,
you can't afford travel, maybe it's a bit of a similar thing.
Maybe.
The owners had no idea that he'd eaten the coins, said vet Matthias Nerona. Sounds like a cocktail. I like the Matthias Nerona.
It does.
What would be in it?
Is it Matthias?
Matthias? Yeah, Matthias.
Matthias Nerona. Mr. Nerona said it was a mystery as to how the dog had managed to ingest so many coins. I don't think they'd been there that long, maybe the night or two nights before he came in because of the size of the obstruction there.
Oh, so it was one sitting. Yeah, I just assumed this was over his life.
No, he's just sat down and ate 133 coins.
<Delicious. laughs>
It's a dumb dog.
A vending machine.
But apparently it's not uncommon for dogs to take a fancy to loose change.
It wouldn't be, no.
But they normally stop after having a couple of them.
Yeah.
133 coins is an impressive amount, said Dr. Menone.
So we're talking dumb dogs this morning. This particular dog has eaten 133 coins. Sitting on the top of the
world in a coin laundry. Oh, what was this girl's name?
Lisa Mitchell.
Yes. And she
what happened to Lisa Australian Mitchell?
Idol. She was Idol, wasn't she?
Yeah.
How dumb's your dog?
I saw her. Have a dollar. You
have a dollar. This song was massive. And then I feel like I haven't heard from Lisa for a while. 2006.
18 years ago.
Harper.
She had a fourth album out in 2022. Oh, no, announced. Okay.
Jules is in Park Orchard to tell us how dumb her dog is. Hello, Jules.
Hi, Jules.
Hi, Jules. How dumb's your dog?
Well, it's a golden retriever, so that should tell you everything.
Yeah.
But she's had $30,000 worth of surgery.
Oh, my God, Jules.
But thank God I'm insured, so I am still ahead of the insurer.
Yeah.
I think we're heading for another one too because something's not right.
What? No. Oh,
it seems
happened?
Like nothing's ever right with this dog. What sort of surgeries has she had, Jules?
So she's had two cruciate ligaments, and when she was recovering from one, 5 days later she broke her front paw, and then she's also eaten my husband's big woolen sock
because
we went away for the weekend, so came back to her being in surgery again that day.
Oh my God!
What's her name?
River.
Maybe you should take her to the river, Jules. You know what I'm saying? And just hold her down.
No, Marty.
I'm saying drown the dog.
I got that.
What do you say to that, Jules?
Well, my partner had said that a bullet's a lot cheaper. So,
Jules, slow down. It's funny when I do it.
Tell him to pick up his socks off the ground.
Yeah, and look after the dog, Jules. Jeez. I reckon you're the problem.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
Rock says, Lola, my dog, likes chasing things. Chased the neighbour's cat, blew her knee out, $4,500.
Lola.
Came back, chased the same cat again, blew the other knee out.
You're $4,500. Lola, stop chasing the cat.
We had a few, well, we have so many dumb dogs on Instagram. Ashley's brought a frog inside last night.
Mm.
Jennifer's dragged 3/4 of a barbecue chicken from Woolies out of the bin while I had a nap and ate it, bones and all.
No.
Ate 3/4 of chicken.
Found the chicken. Couldn't believe its luck.
Yes. Natasha's ate a bag of poo at the dog park, including the bag. Had to take it to the vet.
Dogs that eat poo, it's...
A bag of poo.
So foul.
It knew the poo was in the bag. It's Tara. Like, I know there's poo in that bag.
I better get into that.
I'm going to eat the bag.
Nothing's stopping me. Tara says our golden retriever almost died twice when he ate a towel.
Yeah.
Because chewing stuff is life, apparently. And the second one, the bill was almost $10,000.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That's not uncommon, unfortunately. Yeah. Jason in Somerville, Marty.
Hello, Jason.
How you going, guys?
Wonderful, mate. How dumb's your dog, Jason?
Oh, mate, he's pretty dumb. I've got a chocolate Labrador. Aww. So he comes inside every night, and without a doubt, every morning, because we've got the sliding doors, the flywires and the glass, open up the flywire, bang, straight into the window.
Yeah, he just doesn't
every morning.
And he doesn't remember that it happens every morning.
No, he's got no idea. Yeah. He's done his bit.
It's like a goldfish of dogs, the chocolate Labrador.
Beautiful.
They're beautiful.
They certainly are.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Now it is time for yearbook. I'll just ask you when something happened, and you guys have to tell me the year that it happened in, Marty. And a great prize too this week. Reserve table for you and five of your mates at TAB Australian Cup Day with drinks on arrival. The Flemington Racing Spectacular continues with TAB Australian Cup Day, Saturday, March 30. Grab your tickets to Ticketmaster.
Well done.
Amazing.
Tina is on the line. Tina, who would you like to play on your behalf?
I'd love you to play for me.
Good on you,
Tina.
I mean, I'm not great at this game, but I'm in it.
Oh,
well, actually, the scoreboard says otherwise for this year.
What's it say?
Lauren and Will on 3. You're on 2 wins.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually pretty tight.
This is excellent, and let's keep it that way, everyone.
Matthew.
how you going? How you going, guys?
Good, mate. Who would you like?
Sorry, Loz, I'm going to have to go for Will. He's due.
Yeah, he's due.
Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah. Due.
I am due.
You are due.
Due win. Due win.
Hit that D.
Hit that D. Hit that D. Hit that little D, boy. What was that song?
That was
B-boy.
B-boy.
Jimmy
D, boy.
Did
that
come
of it?
Or was it Bronski beat?
Bronski beat,
yeah. Casey. Hit that perfect beat. That perfect beat, boy. Good one for Fush and Chubbs. I got that feeling that. That beat boy feeling.
That's the one.
Casey.
Hi, how you going?
Wonderful,
hi,
mate. You've got lost.
Hi. Yes, excellent. I would have chose you anyway.
Oh, perfect. Excellent, Casey.
We hear that often.
No, it's
amazing how often it works out, though.
Yeah. It really is. Old calipers herself, the original calipers. Old polio legs.
Oh.
You pick last at lunchtime.
All right, Casey, Matthew, Tina, good luck winning this sensational prize this week. Are we ready for the first question here?
Certainly am.
Huh. What year was Bitcoin launched?
Ooh.
It's actually just reached an all-time record price.
What are we, 2024?
The very first Bitcoin sold for, would you believe this, 0.009 cents each. It's now $110,754.
Look, I have no idea. Nah. This is just an absolute guess. And, you know, knowing my form, everyone will laugh and go, oh, what a simpleton. You're so far off. How could you not know that? 2014.
I have no idea either. I said 07.
I think it's really early. I went 93.
2009.
Yes!
Oh, Lozza!
Damn it.
Go. I know. 3, 1, 2.
Some funny story. Someone bought a pizza with the first.
Yeah, that's right. All that sort of stuff happened. I mean, lots of people have lost their codes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, remember that guy?
Millions of dollars.
What happened with that? He had one more chance.
Yeah, three chances to put the correct code in to get his literally millions of dollars.
I believe he still hasn't been able to do it.
Yeah, but he... So he
has
just...
Has he used the third shot?
No, not yet.
Oh, could you imagine?
Wow, in 2010, a guy spent 10,000 bitcoins on two Papa John's pizzas.
What would that be worth?
10,000 bitcoins.
They're 110,000 a bitcoin. So that times $110,000.
Oh, yeah, my each. God.
Yeah, 110 grand.
I can't work. It's far. It doesn't matter.
It's insane.
Billions. Question two. Lozza, for the win, if you get this next one correct here, what year did Aldi launch its first supermarket here in Australia?
Aldi.
Question.
Good. Different.
Yeah. Yeah. First couple of stores were in Sydney, one at Bankstown Airport, the other one in Marrickville.
Aldi.
Okay.
Good. Different.
What year was it?
I don't know.
Me neither. Sorry.
Sorry. Is this going to be a guess?
That was my nubby little highlighter.
Marty, you need a point here to stay in it.
2010.
Oh, I said 2002.
I said
what did you say, Will?
2004.
2001.
Oh, we all went over.
So, no points.
Jeez, that's a long time ago for Aldi.
2001.
Sneaky Germans.
Very cool.
Around about 15, 20% of the market now, I believe.
Yeah, that'd be right.
Started by two brothers.
Yeah, and still owned by two brothers, I believe. Question three. What year did Peter Garrett enter Parliament? For the seat of Kingsford Smith representing the Labor Party.
The temper of the times.
He was in for a while, but what year was he first in Parliament?
I'll say 07.
Same.
I said 5.
2004.
Oh, so he was in before 07.
I thought he was right out of the rug.
One away, the last two.
I know. So that's just a point for you, Lozza. None for you yet, Will and Marty. Ready for this question four here. Channel 9's travel show Getaway started in what year?
Getaway. Absolutely no idea.
Well, Catriona Roundtree would have to be in her 60s.
Troye Sivan?
This is Troye Sivan.
Buzzcut season.
Bit of Kylie Minogue there doing this.
Buzzcut season?
What year was it?
I don't know. I'm just having a complete 95.
Oh, I said 93.
I went 85. Oh. 92.
Well,
so I got it.
Gee whiz. I'm going super low. One each.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Question five here.
I have been one off.
You have. This one might stump you, but let's have a go. This is a historical one. What year did Victoria Bitter start airing their iconic BBTV ad? This one right here. Have lots of remakes, lots of versions.
Get
when
it
did it first go to air?
I just had a number appear in my brain.
So did I.
It just floated in front of my eyes out of the darkness, and it was lit up.
Swear to God.
If I steal this, I haven't known anything.
You in?
Yeah.
I said 78.
I said 87.
I said 71.
68.
Oh, damn it. We're still going.
We're still going.
All right.
68.
I was
1968.
10
years
later.
I'm
sweating.
68.
1968. The very first time it went to air. All right. Next one here. What year was Chappelle Corby arrested with that boogie board at Bali's Denpasar Airport? He used to give me roses. And then things change.
I think I know.
I wish you could again.
Where was it?
I went 03.
I went 02.
I went 05.
2004.
Oh, me!
Oh, my God.
It's a three-way.
Was it really?
It's a three-way.
I thought it was Will.
She must have been sentenced in 05.
2004.
I remember,
yep.
I remember where I was.
All right. I'll find out paper.
All right, here we go. Tie break.
What? Someone's winning it now.
What year was same-sex marriage legalised?
Oh, this is when I said yes in my suburb, but no in my street.
What? Oh, that's 2 years. Okay, we can't.
What year? For the win.
Okay.
I'll say 15.
I said 17.
17.
2017.
Tiebreak.
Oh, it's Marty's a tiebreak.
I'm out.
All right.
Okay. Next one.
This is a game for the ages, everyone.
This really is.
Come on, Casey.
All right. When did the last episode of Secret Life of Us go to air? After 86 episodes and 4 seasons, the last episode of Secret Life of Us. For the win!
For the
Marty,
win!
Marty, you're out.
I'm out.
Ready?
I've gone 05.
I went 03.
2005!
Come on!
Matthew!
Good work. Thank you, mate.
Great work, Will. Great work.
Well done.
Well done.
I just want to get the facts. I want the facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
Loza from today's show. What do you got?
Yes, well, I'm just on the Extinction Rebellion Victoria.
Yeah, where were they today? Or were they not even out today?
Nah. Disrupt the City Wednesday part
I think two. They were out. Didn't I see one of the on-the-ground reporters somewhere in Melbourne this morning?
Yesterday's content. Here we go.
Nothing from today?
Rebel for Life, day two.
Doesn't really. Where does that look like?
Isn't this day three?
That Carlton. Oh, maybe that's yesterday. Maybe they're not out there.
Who cares? Short week.
And also
rebel in a short week. Yeah. You lazy turds.
Easter's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Easter. I'll never understand Easter's flexibility.
No.
Well, he either came out of the tomb on the same day or he didn't.
No, but it's all got to do with the Palm Sunday, doesn't it?
Well, isn't it about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour?
But it's from a certain amount of days from when we burn the palms and do Ash Wednesday and Lent and all that kind of stuff.
I haven't listened to the little Mick over there.
Right. Yeah, but when do they pick that day?
I don't know.
Right. How does Easter work?
Don't know. Easter can occur on any Sunday between March 22 and April 25.
Oh, wow.
What?
Over a month?
Yeah. Easter's exact date varies so much because it actually depends on the moon, which I think you kind of... Yeah.
There we go.
The holiday is set to coincide with the first Sunday after the Paschal full moon, the first full moon after the vernal equinox.
What?
Early Christians wanted Easter to coincide with Passover because Christ's death and resurrection happened after the Jewish holiday. Because the Jewish calendar is tied to solar and lunar cycles, the dates of Passover and Easter fluctuate each year. What?
The way you said fluctuate.
Have another go at it.
What?
Fluctuate. Can
we isolate that, DC? Fluctuate.
Fluctuate.
I'm pretty sure there's an F-bomb in there.
What? I said fluctuate.
I don't reckon you hit the L.
I think you might have just had a little stumble.
I reckon you've had a little stumble McFoo there.
Just a little one.
No,
wasn't
didn't.
Intentional.
And of course, I should have known it would rely on what the Jewish people wanted.
Oh, the protester is out front of NGV. That's the way I drive home.
St Kilda Road.
Oh, no, you're going to have a slow drive home.
What else you got, Loza?
This video, it was live from an hour ago.
Day two, but this isn't day two.
No, this would be day four.
Maybe they mean this week.
Yeah, but they did. This is day three.
Correct.
They were out there Tuesday. Today's Thursday. They were out there yesterday.
Were
they don't even
Tuesday?
Know what day they're doing. Yeah, they did. They started on Collins, then they went Latrobe, and now they're NGV.
Well,
they don't even know what day it is.
To avoid.
Maybe a typo.
Okay. Valet to Paul Alexander, the Iron Lung Man.
Mm. Yes. What a crazy life.
Yeah.
Extraordinary existence.
And so many questions. How do you wash Paul?
Honestly. Yeah.
What does he eat?
Would you like to know more about Paul's life?
I'd love to know. This gentleman's been in an iron lung since he was 8 years old.
Yes.
He passed away overnight.
Yeah. We have definitely spoken about Paul before.
We have.
He has had an amazing life. So he contracted polio at age 6.
Yeah.
Though he managed to survive, he was largely paralysed from the waist down and trapped inside the iron lung every day.
Yeah.
He was unable to speak for a full 18 months due to an invasive surgery on his throat.
Right.
At school, he learned to memorise instead of taking notes.
Mm.
At 21, he graduated second in his class, becoming the first person to graduate from that Dallas high school without physically ever attending a class.
That's the power of the mind, right
there.
Yes,
honestly. He earned a bachelor's degree in 78, then a Juris Doctor in 84 to become a lawyer.
Okay. Hard to get him into court, though.
He got there.
Well, as long as there were no stairs.
Before he was admitted to the bar, he was employed as a... instructor. I don't know why I just stopped talking. A legal instructor to help stenographers. He then went to represent clients in court in a 3-piece suit every day and a modified wheelchair that held his body upright.
Oh, wow. So he could get out of the lung.
He taught himself how to breathe by gulping air to free himself from the confines of his iron lung. Though as he grew older, he became completely confined using the iron lung full time again. And he hasn't been able to venture outside of it for more than 5 minutes in a very long time.
Mm.
To we, His nurse would unlock the iron lung and he would use a urinal and a bedpan when needed.
Oh, to urinate.
He ate relatively normally, except in his last few days. Mm. During the pandemic, Paul said of COVID, it's exactly the way it was. It's almost freaky to me, between the parallels between polio and COVID, and it scares me. And if he were to contract COVID, it would likely kill him.
Yeah.
Weeks before his death, he did get COVID.
He died with COVID, though, not of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what else?
No such thing as
he
COVID.
He did well to make it this far.
Yeah, fair set of lung on him.
Shut up. This man died. In 2008, a Tennessee woman who was still also in an iron lung, she died because of a power failure.
Oh, no.
Pay the bill.
There you go. Hey, now, you struggled with a word a second ago, Loza.
I said fluctuate.
That's what you tried to say.
I did say fluctuate.
DC has pulled this together. Let's have a listen what you actually said.
Fluctuate.
I knew you did.
Hang on, slow it down.
I'm not playing that again.
No way.
No.
I said fluctuate.
No, you didn't, mate.
You intended to, and you didn't.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Here it is, the back end of today's full show dump. Hopefully you enjoyed that.
Hopefully.
Wherever you are.
We don't want to lose listeners.
No, not at all.
In fact, if you're enjoying it, tell your mates.
Let us know through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. William, what have you got from today?
Thank you, Troy. From Richie, bad teacher story. I had a principal at a Catholic... Oh, are you all right, Troy?
No, I was just leaning into what you're saying.
Remember when the bad teacher measured your testicles?
Oh, yeah. And you thought that was normal?
Well, that was a contractor.
Troy. Yeah.
What's that? It was an electrician.
Oh, my God.
He's a roofing guy.
Troy was so naively telling us this story.
He lined us up and felt all of our nuts.
Troy, you were saying at drinks. Oh, isn't it incredible? Like, how your school used to line you up and see if your balls are dropped. It's like, No, that didn't happen.
I remember that.
In the curriculum.
That happened when I started at Triple M, but it never happened at school.
You passed probation.
I sure did. I knew I'd pass probation when my balls were fondled in the boardroom.
Richie had a principal at a Catholic boys' school here in Melbourne.
Ooh.
Jeez, I don't want to narrow it down too much. Yeah. Who left to go to Pakistan for the church for 6 months.
Mm.
Jeez, I hope this is all true because it could be slanderous.
Mm.
As year sevens, we all wrote him letters wishing him well, and he replied to a handful of them, one of which was mine. He said he remembered my cheeky smile.
Oh.
As an innocent year seven, I was rapt. Mm. Well, he never returned till about 4 years. Well, he never returned till about 4 years. I'm now 39.
Mm-hmm.
Must mean ago.
Okay.
At the airport, he was arrested for historical sex offenses.
Oh, no. That's not uncommon.
No.
He's now serving 25 years.
Schools that could be linked to. I wouldn't worry.
But he commented on his smile.
I don't like that.
No.
I don't mind it.
It's flattering.
Complimentary.
I like to be flattered. You know?
Doesn't everyone?
Exactly.
Who doesn't like compliments?
I don't mind. Father Patterson used to tell me I was this little stallion and we used to have a great laugh together. I'd ride his back around the office and be like, "Hey, stallion." I'd be like, "You be the stallion." We'd swap over. It was fun. And that was innocent, you know. And I did have beautiful eyelashes in those days.
You've still got beautiful eyelashes.
And we used to butterfly kiss each other. Oh, he was a good man.
God, that really softens it.
He's not dead. He's in our third bedroom.
Bam!
Adrian.
He's my hall pass.
Oh, it's down the hall.
Are you?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Are you doing any of this?
Sorry, hall pass. Father Patterson.
Adrian
has
a
name.
Adrian is a dumb dog.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Dumb dog.
Dumb dog.
I have a cane corso.
Massive dogs.
I've never seen a cane corso.
They're like a big bull mastiff, but black.
Oh, yeah, these big boys.
Big boys.
Give us a look at these big boys.
They're huge. You'll know it.
Corso.
I reckon they're about 70 kilos.
Oh, Jesus.
I've seen them. Yeah,
they're like the dogs from The Omen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Jeez, it's pretty close to a wolf.
Very impressive looking dog.
That is a big frightening dogs. Mm. And their ears are weird.
Make sure they're well trained if you have one of them.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't leave them with the kids.
No.
Oh, I don't like them.
Adrian says that it breaks my side fence down every time. I have to fix it to the point where I had to barricade it.
Yeah, because you've got a lion.
Yeah, pretty much
right. Yeah.
You've got a horse in your backyard.
You've got a horse in your yard.
That's why.
Which they still bulldoze through it every time, injuring itself daily just to go sit at the front door. So I let her in through the front door. I also have a weird doggy door, so there's no need for it to be.
You don't need a doggy door.
It wouldn't fit through a doggy door.
That thing will open the door.
In that dog's mind, it's just gone, this is how I get round to the front door.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the process.
You've really got to retake.
I knock the fence down, then I get let in the front.
Then I go into the front door.
I didn't think that cane corsos were allowed here in Australia.
Are they a dangerous breed?
Well, I don't know that they are necessarily, but I didn't.
Could be an international.
There are dogs online, so they must be.
They're an Italian dog. I didn't know
they
that.
Must be related to Noni.
They eat Noni, mate.
Yeah. Very similar.
Oh. Noni wouldn't last 10 minutes.
He'd outrun him.
Look at that bloke with his cane corso that was in the previous corner of the frame there.
Yeah.
Look at the size of that thing.
That's a bear.
My God, that's frightening. Mm. Oh, and there's a cane corso sitting next to a baby.
No, I don't like that.
And I don't want to be disparaging of all cane corsos, but you've only got to have one cane corso go bunter.
Mm.
Christmas is very different.
Yeah. It really does sound like you're saying cane corns every time you say
cane. There's 20 in Australia.
Well, I wouldn't leave cane corns with the kids either.
No.
You would Chad, though.
Chad, absolutely.
Chad's a good man.
Do some push-ups.
Riley says, I've got a boy, Kelpie.
Mm.
And when we got him, we weren't told he was deaf.
Mm.
And then later found out he has a brain issue. He just runs in circles yelping.
Oh,
no.
You dumb dog.
You dumb dog. He's not dumb. He's got a problem.
He's got a problem. He's got a health issue.
His might run him up to the bush and just open the door.
Sometimes I do think that Noni's slightly blind, but I'm like, how would you ever know if your dog needs glasses? Like, you never know.
Well, I don't think dogs have glasses, do they?
No, I know. But, like, what if they did?
Yeah.
Dog glasses could be a business.
Maybe goggles.
Jeez, it's a funny image.
Because honestly, I will walk in the house, Noni will just stare at me until I come either right up close to him or I go, hello, and then he goes, la, 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 la. I'm like, I was here the whole time. Like,
that
I walked
does
in.
Sound like he might not
I
be seeing you.
He literally can't see.
Can't they smell that far pretty easily?
Yeah, he's got a good nose. I think he's also just lazy.
Yeah,
they do have incredibly powerful noses.
Once I was home. Lockie had taken him out. Mm. I knew they were both out, so I said to Lockie, I'll hide, see if he knows I'm there. And he does. It's like he could smell me.
He can smell
all the way up the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be surprised if he couldn't. Mm. Dan, this is very funny. It's funny, but a little bit sad.
Okay.
Our lab got into the bin and got a can of tuna stuck in her mouth.
There's a photo.
Oh, no.
Had to rush to the vet for surgery to remove it. Lucky she didn't do more damage as the lid was still half on. And now look at this photo.
My God, she could have sliced her whole throat
look,
open.
Look at this dog stuck with a tuna can in its mouth in the back of the car.
What an idiot.
For some reason, the fact that it's just sitting up in the back of the car is really funny.
Oh, just relax.
Where are we going?
I really got to go to the vet, guys.
Can we go to the beach? Going?
Guys, hey, are you
going to the park? We're going to the park.
When I did Milk Run years ago, there was a little red heeler pup that had put its head into like a tin of soup. And it could not get this tin off. And we couldn't help it because its mother was there. And every time we tried to pull the tin off, the mum would turn on us.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We had to have one guy go and, like, distract the mother over there while I jumped off and tried to pull this dog's head out of the soup can. Eventually got it out. But, Jesus, that dog.
That's an operation.
It was frightening because the mum was not happy.
No.
He would have been very protective. She would have been protective.
Dogs on the Milk Run were a nightmare.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't ever, back then, they weren't ever, like, caged up. Or
they were always
fences,
out the front.
Just running around. Dogs running
and there was a blind Labrador that used to run straight at us.
Yeah.
And you've got to defend yourself
totally.
In that situation.
Yeah.
How do you help this dog, by the way?
That's an extraction.
A vet's going to have to.
That's a vet.
As soon as you start trying to get it out, the lab's not going
to
be happy.
Probably we need to go to health sedated.
You probably have to punch it and knock it out.
Nah, just give it a.
Just left, right, good night.
I reckon.
She doesn't look distressed.
No, well, he's got a bit sad eyes.
She's very happy.
The sadness of the eyebrows are doing that.
I'm a bit embarrassed.
Like Matt's does. So he's gone.
I'm a little bit embarrassed.
I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Oh, what's happened here?
We have a tuna coach, Dr. Lombell.
Update from the guy who has your ticket, your traffic fine.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Oh.
That was quick.
Seems he may have been running late to work. Surely he has a PA who could have done this years ago. Sack them.
That's, good That's point. Called Matthew. Yeah. And
and I did sack him.
Sack whack.
It's quite the sack.
All right, come on. I got to go. Now.
All right. Dad jokes. Melissa says, did you know if you sneeze and fart at the same time, your body takes a screenshot?
That just made me laugh.
Very silly. That's funny.
Is that I've got to laugh. We may as well end it.
Get in touch anytime to Insta at Marty Shegold Show. We will chat to you next time from Triple M.
Matthew.
I want to get it right today.
Lionel Richie.
Good guess.
Tracy.
Tracy?
We haven't had Tracy
Grimshaw.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Tay-Tay.
I love her.
You do.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.